It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. I've got a wonderful show in store for you with a dear, dear friend coming on shortly. And we're going to have a really fun conversation. I also want to welcome, I know many new people have signed up for my newsletter and have heard about me from the recent summits that I've been interviewed on. I want to thank you all for joining us and coming on today. I hope you find value in what we do. And my intention is, as always, to give you a different way of thinking about things, a different way of looking at life, and a different way of showing up in the world. And I hope my intention is that this will empower you and help you to move forward in life, as always. So, of course, we're going to get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham to kick us off today. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. It may seem a bit backwards for some, but the first step one might take towards rearranging the present circumstances of their life is to stop dwelling upon the present circumstances of their life. But for you, it's probably a no-brainer. You're not like anyone else, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. Reminding us, and this is something we've talked about before in the past, about how just because something is true is a lousy reason to give our attention to it. Because if we want to change how things are, where we are, what's going on around us, if we want to move into a different direction, the more we focus on where we are and what's happening around us and what we're doing right here, right now, what we're experiencing, the more we give our energy to that very same circumstance. And the more we give our energy to that circumstance, the more we stay stuck in it. And what the universe here is trying to encourage us to do, kind of not explicitly, but implicitly, is you want to change things, put your attention, put your energy, put your focus towards where you want to go, not where you are. If you don't like where you are in your career, in your business, in your relationships, in your friendships, in whatever aspect of your life, there's something about it you don't like, start visualizing, start meditating on, start feeling into what is it that you do want? What is it that will make you feel amazing, awesome, wonderful, make you feel supported, help you to feel connected, help you to feel joyful and uplifted? And we can do that regardless of our external circumstances. Now, look, I know there's a lot of people who are in difficult times right now. I understand that, it's not always easy to stay positive and uplifted when we're in the middle of a pandemic and there's a lockdown and we can't do some of the things that we really love to do in life. And still, we can move in the direction that we want to go in, because it's not about the external circumstances. It's all about how we feel on the inside, the story we tell about it, and what we make of it. we can feel good even when we're not, quote unquote, getting what we want. But we can always be moving in the direction of where we want to go and what we want to have. So many of you who've been with us know this is what we talk about a lot. It's not about where we are. It's about where we want to go. And that's where I would love to see you put your focus more. Where do you want to go? And don't make it dependent upon external circumstances. Don't make it dependent upon what other people do, what institutions do, whatever, anything else around you. It does not have to be dependent upon the environment. It's dependent upon the internal environment, not the external environment. So, wonderful quote. Great way to start us off today. On the Facebook Live, I do see loyal listener Patty tuning in, probably from Tucson, as she usually does. Welcome, Patty. Thank you for the Facebook Live. Remember, comments, questions, quotes, post them in the comment section of the Facebook Live, and we will respond. And as always, anyone listening through talkradio.nyc, if you want to see the video, go to facebook.com/inspiredthoughts with Sam. Inspired Thoughts. I forget. One of the two. Inspired Thoughts with Sam. Yeah. Next quote. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Your happiness is the most significant contribution that you can make. In your reaching for happiness, you are opening a vortex which makes you an avenue for the well-being to flow through you. And anything that is your object of attention under those conditions benefit by the infusion of your well-being. Abraham. See, two very much aligned quotes. Again, I did not cherry pick these. These are the quotes that came to my inbox this morning. Really, actually, I have a feeling my guest will have something to say about these as well. But very much in alignment. So what the universe was saying is, let's put our attention towards what we want, not what we don't want. And what Abraham is saying is that when we're happy, when we're joyful, when we're tuned in, turned on, tapped in to our source, the essence of who and what we are, that we create, you know, Abraham calls it the vortex, but we create this flow of energy that flows through us. And then whatever we're putting our attention towards, whether it's a conversation with someone we're having, whether it's our business, our career, our family, our home environment, whatever it is, when we're coming from that place of happiness and joy, everything benefits from it. We uplift everything around us. And you can see this is true just by your own experiences. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody who maybe going into it, you weren't feeling so wonderful, but they were so energetic and happy and lively that they uplift you. And all of a sudden after the conversation, you just feel so much better inside of you because their joy, their happiness affected you. And the same way somebody else's happiness affects you, your happiness affects other people in many, many ways, and sometimes not even the obvious ways. And sometimes it affects people and we're not even aware of it. We don't even see it. So sometimes we just need to keep having that faith that us, that being in our own place of power, being in our own place of joy and happiness and gratitude really does affect other people in such an awesome, positive way. So these are very beautiful quotes that really, I think, help to guide us in whatever circumstance we're in. And I know that there are many people who are very anxious, very worried over the election here in the U.S., over what's coming up. I mean, look, I'm in New York City. I see moving trucks all the time. People are moving out of the city because they're worried about stuff. Me, I'm a native New Yorker. I've been here my whole life. They ain't getting me out of here so easily because I know the city will bounce back. I know that people are resilient. You know, I just had this conversation the other day with someone and talking about how kind of worried about what can come down, what can be happening in the next few months. And they were saying how they've already seen so much resilience in people around them when the lockdown happened and people were not able to make a living the way they had been making, but they were able to change and do things differently. And through our resilience, through our joy, like there's always a way forward. Life, I truly and sincerely believe that life does not bring us any challenge that we cannot handle. And indeed, if we're dealing with some kind of challenge, if we deal with it in a joyful manner, if we focus on where we want to go, not where we are, we will always find a way forward. We will always find a way to uplift not only ourselves, but those around us. I see Patty on the Facebook Live says, each day I'm writing down three gratitudes. Wonderful, Patty. And that's one of the best ways to really uplift ourselves and then uplift others. Having a gratitude practice is one of the most basic and awesome ways to do that, to uplift ourselves and to uplift others. Okay, wonderful. Two wonderful, amazing, beautiful quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoy them. Of course, we'll have more next week. And now it is my pleasure to welcome to the show my guest, social media and marketing expert, certified hypnotherapist, master leadership coach, speaker, and best-selling author, Laura Rubenstein. Laura, she is the founder of Social Buzz Club, the influencer marketing platform that uses gamified content sharing to help your content go viral. Laura has developed marketing and branding strategies for more than 1,000 businesses, celebrities, coaches, financial advisors, speakers, and authors across the globe, helping them create more profits and brand popularity. Her profit-generating strategies and popular blog at transformtoday.com make her a highly sought-after speaker and consultant. Her best-selling book, Social Media Myths Busted, The Small Business Guide to Online Revenue, Laura interviews more than 30 entrepreneurs, business owners, and social media pros to debunk the myths that offer a progressive guide to building profitable and meaningful connections on networks like Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And it is my pleasure to welcome my friend to the show, Laura Rubenstein. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm doing great, Sam. Great to be here. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I brought you on because I thought with your background, like you're really an expert at helping people share their message. And I always like to start off, we just got a couple of minutes before the first break, with sort of how did you get into doing this? Like, how did you start to become somebody who really helps people in getting their message out there? I mean, were you like a communications major in college? I mean, were you when you were like a little girl, were you telling your girlfriends like, oh, you know, you just gotta put it out there. You gotta speak more.
Actually, I was really shy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Really shy person. And it wasn't until after college, well, during college, I started transforming, shall we say, mm-hmm. and realizing that I had something to say. So the first thing I did when I, which was recommended to me, I found mentors and just kind of fell into that, was Toastmasters.
Oh, yes. Me too.
Right? So yeah. Great. It was great. Personal growth course in and of itself, you know, on the, you know, it's not just listening mm-hmm. to the concepts, you had to do them.
Right.
So I realized, wow, you know, I really went from a place where you could barely hear me. And, you know, I wasn't really out there to fully self-expressed and it felt great. And I went into coaching and I was actually an engineering major. So
really?
However, the reason I majored in engineering was because I could choose my electives. I didn't have to take econ and poli sci, but I could take interpersonal communication. Yeah. So it's kind of like counterintuitive, but it, for me, it made perfect sense because I wanted that ability. I was craving. It was like this thing in me to come out and be able to express myself. And then people started coming to me for advice and wisdom and coaching. And somebody came to me out of my Toastmasters group and said, you should become a hypnotherapist. And I'm like, huh? You know, I always liked alternative medicine type of things. And in college, I had a heart to heart. Should I go to med school? Because I had this. And I was like, I don't want to be brainwashed for just treating symptoms. I really want to go to the root cause. And so I did. I became a hypnotherapist. And then I started getting positive feedback on that. And all these the tools kept, like, I just kept piling into this little bag of resilience, you know, and resourcefulness. Wow. And
wonderful.
Communication.
Let's hold it there for a second because we got to take a break. But now I know why we get along so well, because I was actually a computer science major in college. And actually, I was a member of Toastmasters too. But before Toastmasters, I was on the speech and debate team in college. A friend of mine said, oh, you should come to the team. And I was like, me talk in front of people? What are you kidding me? But I loved the coach. He was such an amazing, fun guy. So I just joined just because I wanted to be around him. But then I loved it. I did really well at it. I mean, my first talk was awful. I had it all written out on index cards and I was studying all the way through. But then like after that first one, then it was just got better and better and better. And then sure enough, like after college, I joined Toastmasters. I was a division semifinalist. It really sent me in a whole different direction. But okay, great. So let's hold it there. And then when we come back, let's talk about how you ended up starting the Social Buzz Club, and then all about this whole concept of influencer marketing, and we'll work our way into sharing the sort of the main topic of today, which is getting your message out through writing. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook on Inspired Thoughts with Sam, Talk Radio NYC, and a whole bunch of other places. And we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening, The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Well, Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Laura Rubenstein, founder of Social Buzz Club and influencing marketing expert. So Laura, we were talking about how, you know, a little bit of your background and how you came to really focus on communications, let's just say, and being a becoming a hypnotherapist and a coach and really helping people. So what kind of, you know, there's a big difference between being a hypnotherapist and a coach and helping people to heal, and then like really being a marketing expert and moving in that way. What kind of moved you in that direction of like helping people to get their message out there?
So I like to say I've been doing marketing since before this century. So I've been, you know, as I got better at speaking and I left corporate America, and I became a hypnotherapist, and people started seeking me out for help. I also, at the same time, the bread and butter really became working with speakers to help them get speaking gigs. Mm. I was mentored by Rhonda Britton because I worked with her. I also, in the 90s, not only did I do, Toastmasters, but I got involved with Amway. I got really trained in enrollment and in the ability to communicate with people, and got over a lot of my shyness by going out and trying to build that business. And I did really well. And then I was marketing both my network marketing Amway business and hypnosis. And guess what the universe showed me? The universe showed me that all the skills I had been developing in network marketing, which got over my shyness, and in Toastmasters, were supposed to be used for a business of my own.
Mm,
and I wrote a book, and I started leading teleclasses in the day.
What was your first book you wrote?
Transform Your Body in the Mental Gym.
Ah, okay.
So it was a way to, improve your health and wellness without a diet or exercise plan, right? Mm-hmm. It was everything you need but the diet or exercise plan.
Gotcha.
And so I had a passion for writing and I had a passion for connecting with people. And then what happened? And I was at that time, then I was scooped up by a guru in marketing for financial advisors. And he said, Laura, you're the person. I want you to be my coach for my financial advisors. I'm going to teach you everything I know about marketing. So I already had network marketing. I had a background in corporate customer service, and I was marketing my business as a hypnotherapist and a coach, mostly as a coach who did hypnosis. And so when I became the director of marketing for this financial advisory marketing company, I was hooked. I loved relationship building on purpose. It was like natural, right? And then what happened in 2008? We all know, two things actually happened. The markets crashed. So I was working with all these great financial advisors, helping them bring in all kinds of assets under management, using the best of the best relationship skills and marketing skills. And they were crushing it, And then the company I was working with, he went in a different direction. I went with another company, and then that company went in another direction around the 2008 mark, which was fine. A lot of my advisor clients stuck with me, but a lot of them, there was no longer the flow. But there was a second wave of something that happened in 2008 that most people don't talk about. It was the rise of social media for marketing. What I did. I was like, I saw the light. It was like mana from heaven. We now have, as small business owners, this place to share our messages, to bring people out in the world and level the playing field with the big guys, right? Mm-hmm. We now could address millions without spending the Super Bowl $1 million ad, right? Budget.
Right.
So,
It kind of helped people to become more entrepreneurial, that actually it became easier now to sort of start your own business because you could get the message out to so many people.
Absolutely. And it turned out, while I was doing all my personal growth and transformation in this communication, I learned that I had a different way of seeing people and their message than they did. In a way that was, and then I knew from the hypnosis background what motivated people. And I knew from my network marketing background what enrolled people.
So
this like witch's brew, now that it became my magic of being able to help people get the word out. And in 2011, getting back to your question, after taking some training on marketing, like connecting all the marketing dots for the online space, I got with one of my colleagues and she said, you know, we really need a way to support each other. We're micro influencers. But what if all of us micro influencers got together and supported each other? And I go, yeah, something like a buzz club or like the way to get the social. Yeah, the social buzz club, right? It was born out of a conversation. And we started that. And it was, you know, people were going into Facebook groups and saying, hey, share my stuff. But the only time they'd go in there was when they wanted their stuff shared.
Right.
They weren't sharing others. But in the Social Buzz Club, we gamified the process. So you cannot share another's content until you've earned your way into sharing and have shared others.
Oh, okay. Okay. So kind of rewarding people to show up in service first. By then them being able to get the reward of having other people share their stuff once they've actually shared their influence with other people.
Exactly. And I call it like reciprocal content sharing, you know, gamified. So it's fun. It makes you want to do it. It's simple and it's a great way because, you know, so many marketers talk about share your stuff, but I like to say, what's better than you sharing your stuff out there? Other people sharing your word. That's called going viral. So we have a system that can help you go viral.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And so, and as my listeners may remember, I might have mentioned it once or twice. I am coming out with my first book, Everyday Awakening. And I owe it in huge part to Laura because she helped me with finding the editor for putting this all together and helping me with my marketing efforts, which we're putting all together now. So you've actually worked a lot with authors, haven't you, over the last several years?
I have. You know, I think I've been training authors in marketing since around 2009, if not before. Some of my marketing clients, even in financial services, had books. But it really helping people bring their books out and getting the word out about that is a passion of mine. And I love your book. Your book is so amazing.
Thank you.
Sam, I didn't know it when we started working. I was like, oh, he's just going to take some of his blogs and put them in. That'll be cute. But I started reading them. And the way our editor got in there and really organized it. And it's so, I like to call things like this snackable.
Yes.
And but it's it enriches your life. It's not just a binging thing. But it could be. It's a good thing to binge on.
But
the, you know, and I loved how you framed the quotes today. Just like you did that, you brought so much depth to it. It's not, you know, for anybody who's been in the transformation space for a while, it's not new. But the reminders and the way you give the reminders in such a way that like, yeah, oh, that's just what I needed to hear today. You know, right. Or that's just what I need to read today. And so for me, it's so important that people get their message out. And I'm so honored to have the opportunity to work with you on getting yours out and putting it into a book first and foremost is, you know, for you, I hope, a way of, you know, saying this is something that people can take a piece of my soul, right? And give it and do what you were saying today with the joy and the happiness and let the happiness flow through you and then give it away to other people. Yeah. And, you know, you just uplift other people through that. And not only that, you give them the tools to do that. So I love helping people get the word out, whether it's through the Social Buzz Club or other means. And we can go into those other means if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to say, you know, getting this book done is really, I have to say, like a lifelong dream, because when I was in college, I took many creative writing classes and I loved the act of writing, but I was working in IT at the time. And so over the years, I always felt like there was something inside of me that I could write and come out, but I didn't really know what it was. And then, you know, like 5 years ago when I started writing my blog, it's like I was doing it because I wanted more content for the newsletter. And so I just got into that discipline of writing a blog every week and then two blogs every week. And so it was like little, like instead of committing to saying, oh, I need to write a book, it was, no, I just need to put out a little bit this week and a little bit next week and a little bit the week after that. But it was like after 4 or 5 years, you look back and it's like, oh my God, I have all this content. I had no idea. And one of the things I didn't even really realize until the book was done and like I had it in my hands was I realized, oh, you know what? This is a great book to like, you just flip open to a page. And then, you know, there's a little quote that, you know, a little 2-page essay, sometimes it's almost like a 1-page thing that you can read, take a couple of minutes, and it can shift how you're feeling or shift what you're thinking about or how you're looking at things. And it really, it turned into something I didn't even expect. And so that's one of the, I think the fun parts about being an author sometimes is you start writing or you start creating something. And it's not until it's all put together and put out there that you realize, this is even more than I even imagined.
And what I love about your process, too, in putting the book together, we really pared down and to how many?
126.
126. You have multiple hundreds of essays.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you took the best of the best and put them in the book so that, you know, a lot of people get writer's block. And so maybe some of your essays aren't like the best, you know, some are better than others. Let's put it that way. Right.
Yep.
So you put in the best of the best, and but you didn't stop yourself from writing each day. It was just like what was there. And so what a beautiful process to share with people on how to start that. Because if you know, you have a message in you, it's not going to come out beautifully at first.
Right.
You know, take your time with it. But don't put it on the back burner. You have a message that's going to make an impact on people. And that's the very first part. Even if only one person reads your book, you made a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, when I in going through and selecting what would be the best blogs to put in the book, it's a lot of the early stuff wasn't that good. The ideas were good, but the writing wasn't that good. So, and someone actually gave me the idea of like, they go back to like their early blogs and then they rewrite them for now because now they're like in a different space. So they have a slightly different perspective and their writing is much better. And I thought, that's a great idea. I really need to do that because some of those early blogs were good ideas, but bad, lousy writing. Anyway, it's time for us to take our next break. Let's take this quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about what are the ways today, how have things changed for authors, you know, especially now that the self-publishing world has exploded, but it's like, what does it take today to be successful as an author? And once you do have a message, you have something you get out there, how do you get the word out there? How do you get your writing out there that might be different than the way people are used to thinking? Okay. All right. So everybody, please.
I'm all over it.
Awesome. All right, everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back after this. Miguel, I see your comment. I'm going to answer that as soon as we come back from break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with a social media marketing influencer, expert extraordinaire, Laura Rubenstein. I just want to get to the Facebook Live question because my good friend Miguel asks, when is the book launch party? How do we get your book? So the book officially launches on November 17th. Now, it's already listed on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles and a bunch of those book stores, any kind of book platform, you'll find it there. But please don't order it yet because we want to do a big, big blowout. So we want to wait until the week of November 17th. So like November 16th, November 17th. And we have a special gifts that we're giving away. On if you go to theconsciousconsultant.com/everyday-awakening, I don't know, but it'll be, I got to point the URL, everydayawakeningbook.com is going to take you right to that landing page. After you buy the book, you get the receipt number, you put in your name, your email address, the receipt number, you'll have access to these wonderful gifts, a couple of $1,000 worth of free gifts that you can get. So please wait, hold off, but like starting that week, order the book, but wait until the week of November 17th. Okay. Please. Thank you. Okay. Laura, authors and writing and things like that. How have things changed over the years that you've been working with authors and influencers? Have you seen things change in the publishing and the book industry?
Well, it's certainly gotten more diverse, more popular, to get out there and get your book out there. There are now these hybrid publishers, there's self-publishing, and there's traditional publishing. So many people think that, if they go to get a traditional publisher, they're going to get a lot of money for it. But that's not true. Unless publishers today, you've got to have an amazing social media following, mm-hmm. and interaction and engagement level. And you have to be, prove to them you're going to do the marketing. So you have to do a ton of marketing if you're going to, if you want a book to go and become a bestseller and beyond. And I highly recommend, now that we're in, self-publishing, even if you don't want your book to be a bestseller, and that's not the biggest thing you need to accomplish, but you could use your book as a business. It really opens doors. It's a way to get media. It's a way to gain credibility. It's a gift you can give as part of speaking engagements. It becomes such a robust tool. You can have it on consignment at different places. Mm-hmm. You can do book signings and virtual book tours. It's a visibility creator like no other. So first it was just social media. Now it's social media and a book. That's a magic combination if you're going to use it to be that.
Yeah, I've heard it said that like if you want a publisher to publish your book, you need to have what they call a platform.
Yeah,
which is a way for you to get the word out there, because unless you're already a big name, they're not going to put any money into you, and they want to know that you're going to be able to sell a whole bunch of books for them.
That's right. They're counting on you. So a lot of people say, well, then I might as well do it myself. And sometimes that's the right answer, because you then own everything. It's also up to you to invest to do some of the things they would do, like get the editor, get the cover designer, get the marketing team in place. And one of the most important things you can do is get your own, you know, street team, as I like to call it, in place. Mm-hmm. That's your people. That's the people who either love you professionally and or personally. Yes. And you know that when you come out with something, if you asked, they would help you promote it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm in the middle of right now. I've just been, I mentioned to you before the show how I'm like been sending out all these emails this week, and I'm getting such a wonderful response. And it really, like, first it surprised me. Like, I had all these email addresses in my email database. And so I went through, and it's like, I don't really know that person. I don't really know that person that well. Oh yeah, that person knows me. I know that person. They know me. Like, yeah, like I came out and I think I ended up, it really surprised me with like something like over 550 people that I felt like I was comfortable enough to email them to ask, hey, would you support my book launch? Now, I didn't expect them all. And of course, they're all not going to respond back and say yes, but I'm really amazed at how many people have been responding back to me this week. So, oh, I would love to. Of course. Absolutely. Wonderful. Yeah. Let me know whatever I can do. And so it makes me feel good. And it's also like, wow, like I got all these people out there who are willing to share it with their friends and their family. And it's like, whoa, like this could really go somewhere. Like sometimes, as the old expression goes, sometimes I even surprise myself.
Yeah. And especially if we have it done on this one day. And by the way, you're in the 20-day countdown to your book. It's 20 days to the launch party. So
November 17th, mark it on your calendars, everyone. It's going to be a fun day. I've been preparing. I'm already starting to get a bunch of interviews booked, and we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff happening on that day. So, you know, be on the lookout. It's coming. And if anybody listening, you know, if we're friends or even if we're not friends, even if we don't know each other, but, you know, if you like what you're hearing and you're willing to support and help with the book, send me an email, sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. And if you're willing to support me, please let me know. And I'll put you on the mailing list and send out all the stuff. Laura's helping me to organize like all the marketing for it to make it very, very easy for people to share.
Super easy. And to share and to buy, really.
Right.
That's the whole thing. And it'll be on sale. So a special price. It's a really great time because it's good right before the holidays. What a great gift, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether you want a digital or paperback, it's just, it's just a great, and it's a great gift for yourself.
Right. Exactly. So what are some of the ways, and we only have a couple of minutes before the next break, but what are some of the tools, some of the ways in which new authors, self-published authors, people who are just getting into it, like what are some of the ways to kind of get the word out about your book?
Exactly what you were doing and what you said, I would start with your list. Hopefully you've built a list. Now, if you haven't, and that's an email list, if you haven't, now is a great time to start, right? Yes. And the list you have right now could even be the people in your life, okay? So start even just writing down a list of people who could potentially help you. Now, with social media, like I said, in 2008, we leveled the playing field. Right. So use it. So how would you use it? And then today, how has it changed? Another answer to that is we have live streaming, right? We're doing that right now with your Conscious Talk Radio Hour. And it's about being able to get on other people's live streams too, or podcasts or YouTube channels. So building relationships, and that's always what I focus on, is have you promoted anybody else before? And if not, you might want to start, because then it's much easier to go to them and say that. Or if you haven't, you could say, you know what, and you can count on me in the future if you help me with this.
Right.
So you always want to be reciprocal. You want to match the energy. You don't want to just be taking, and you don't want to just be giving. But
It's interesting.
There's a dynamic there, right?
It's interesting that you make that point, because I've actually had a couple of people come back to me who have emailed and said, hey, would you be willing to support me on this? And they said, sure. And you know what? I'm coming out with a book myself pretty soon. Would you be interested in supporting my book too? And I'm like, of course, absolutely. I would love to support your book. And it's just kind of funny where it's like you can share with each other. And it just, to me, it's that lesson of we're all stronger together, right?
We are. And one of the brilliant things you did that I want to share with people is you got a ton of testimonials ahead of time. So you yes. gave a galley copy of the book to, I don't know, 50 people who were willing to take a look at it and see if they liked it and then write a testimonial.
Yeah.
And guess what? You have all those 50 people are now like in those book, in the book. I don't know how many it is. I didn't count, but it's lot.
I think it's 15 altogether. Yeah.
How many?
15.
15. Okay. But I know you send out a lot and there are other people who maybe didn't do a testimonial, but they still were willing to promote you and do maybe a review on Amazon when it comes out. So you want to be in, you want to have a plan, first of all, of what you're going to do. Some of the things like who are you going to contact and where are you going to put promotional content up and what is your promotional content? And then go out and get interviews like you're doing to spread the word. And it's not a one and done. So, you know, November 17th is going to be an awesome day and we're going to get you lots of publicity and sales. But this is just the launching pad for all you can do with it, with your book. And it just becomes who part of who you are from then on. And you can use it in your other interviews and you can use it as a calling card to as a gift to other people. Right. That's another thing. Send out your book, you know, over time to people as a way of introduction and a way of showing generosity. So there's so many things you can do. And we have the technology and it's so accessible now that that is, it's a great time to write a book and it's a great time to get your message out there, especially if you want to make a positive change in the world.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And to your point, I actually, not only do I have interviews booked for like, you know, this month, next month, but I have interviews booked for December and January and even some in February. So it, it doesn't just stop the day of launch. It's, it, it keeps going. And like, as long as I can keep going out there and getting interviews and promoting it, it, there's always new people. There's always more people to connect with. Okay, it's time for us to take our last, I can't believe the show's almost over. We got one more break and then we'll come back and let's talk about what do we do after the book is launched? What do we do? Now you're an author, you're a published author, your book has launched. Now what? Okay. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook Live. And we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking with Laura Rubenstein, founder of Social Buzz Club and a marketing expert extraordinaire. And we were talking last segment, we started getting into a little bit about the testimonials for the book. And before we get in, what do you do after you launch your book? There was one testimonial in particular I really wanted to read for people. And I wanted to explain why this particular one was so important to me. And this comes from Deborah Poneman, who's a best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul author. She said, Sam's book is both an easy read and deeply profound. It's honest, it's thought-provoking, and even if you incorporate just one of Sam's 126 lessons into your life, I guarantee a powerful shift for the better. Whatever you're creating or dreaming of creating, just close your eyes and randomly open to any page and the solution will be there. That's what I did when I first got my copy and it left me speechless. If you're looking for knowledge for the next step on your journey, look no further than Everyday Awakening. Now, this Deborah Poneman I met through an organization that me and Laura know each other from as well, the Evolutionary Business Council. And this Deborah Poneman has been in the personal development field for decades. She was Deepak Chopra's coach before he was Deepak Chopra, you know? And so when I asked her initially for a testimonial, she said, sure, but I'm a bit busy right now. And I was waiting. And then she was like, I'll get to it this week. I reached out to her again. And then she wrote back to me when she sent me the testimonial. She goes, you know, Sam, I never write a testimonial unless I actually read the book. And she goes, I stayed up last night until 2 a.m. reading your book, and it was wonderful. So here is my testimonial. And it meant so much to me because she is somebody who's exposed to this stuff like on a daily basis and has been around this stuff for decades. For her to say something like what she said in that testimonial, it really moved me and really made me feel like, oh, I actually do have something good here.
You do. You so do. It's so validating, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's another important reason, I think, to go out and get and ask people for testimonials, because it helps you to feel better about what you've created. So Laura, we've only got like a few minutes left to the show. Okay. November 17th comes. We've launched the book. We blew it out. We got the giveaways, people buying the Kindle version, the paperback version. It's international bestseller. Now
Yay!
What? Yay. Now what?
So hopefully you may have had time to do everything, but it's never done. You know, your website's never done. Your marketing's never done. So build it into your marketing plan. Start thinking about beyond, you know, the day, right? Mm-hmm. So is it on the sidebar of your website, first of all? Is it there? Is it in your introduction when people are introducing you as a speaker? You noticed I have my book in the introduction of the, you know, that you read out today.
Right.
And you can continue to let the media know. That it's important. Now, your book may be relevant or make it relevant to the happenings of the day, okay?
Right.
If people are feeling very depressed and it's seasonal affectiveness disorders in the news, guess what, Sam? Your book, Everyday Awakening, You Are More Powerful Than You Know, is a source of upliftment. You can go to the media with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, need something positive to inject into your media? Need something, but and substantive, that's not just a Pollyanna, whatever. Or, you know, we create a message around it that can speak to the media and the moment. Okay.
Right.
When you do that, then they're going to want to interview you, or they'll know you're a resource for whatever you're an expert in. Okay.
Right.
So if you're an expert in helping people go from X to Y, they need to know. How do you do that? Work your Twitter. Know your local editors and the editors of the columns that you read and your market reads that you're an expert in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you might start working on your next book.
Yeah, which I already have planned out. And actually, I even have an idea for a third book. So I'm like, and I have to tell you, it's my first time actually working with a professional editor, Stephanie, who was wonderful, who Laura introduced me to. And I really just love the process of working with an editor. It's my first time and it was really great. Oh, I see Pat Duckworth, our friend Pat Duckworth from across the pond out there on the Facebook Live. Thank you, Pat. Yeah, like, and I was thinking about that throughout the year. what to, like, how to keep what you wrote relevant. And so, for example, like, there's a section of my book, section four, that chapter four, that deals a lot with relationships. So, like, that's a perfect thing in February, right? Because February, right. Valentine's Day, everyone's talking about relationships, and that, you know, you can be creative with your own book and your own ideas of, like, how do you take what you have and make it relevant to what's going on that particular month, that particular week, what's kind of being talked about in the news at that time. So that's a great advice for authors. And also, like, the book can also be the launching pad for many other things, right? Like, you can take the content of a book and you can repurpose it and reuse it for many other things, right, Laura?
Absolutely. Some of the things you can do include, well, if you didn't do what you did and make your book from a blog, you can create a blog from your book, right? We know people have done that. Sometimes people take their work, like, that's what I did with Transform Your Body in the Mental Gym, was that was actually a 6-week or 12-week program that I put into a book, and then I was able to better market that program, right? Because it became the work, it had a supplementary workbook with it and a supplementary journal with it. So it became part of a whole package. But the book was standalone in and of itself as well. So whether you know, you can start a whole information, you know, kind of course platform out of your book. It could be the launching pad, or it could be kind of the outgrowth of it to get you more publicity for your program. So if you have something to teach and train, you want to create a speaking empire, a training empire, it could be the launching pad or part of your marketing for it.
Right. Because in a way also, now you have the content, and by doing the appropriate marketing for your book, you've now increased your visibility, you've increased your awareness among people. So now, especially if you've created something good and people, let's assume people really like what you've come up with, now they're going to want to know, well, what's next? What's next? What else do you have? Which it may be another book, or it may be a course, or it may be a mastermind group, or it may be like you say, a blog, a newsletter, whatever, any kinds of support that you feel appropriate to give out there. So Laura, we're down to the tail end of the show. I would be remiss in my duties if I did not give you an opportunity to let people know, where can they find you? How can they get in touch with you? Go ahead.
As you said at the beginning of the show, transformtoday.com is my blog. It's where you can find me and about the services we offer as a digital marketing agency and a book publishing support agency as well. So that's how we get you your editor. And we have I call myself a matchmaker. Yeah. I take the project that's at hand and I find the right team members. And then together we work on a strategy and implement it. So if you need support getting the word out about you, we've got lots of avenues at transformtoday.com or Laura at transformtoday.com if you want to email me.
All right. Wonderful. Yes. Transformtoday.com. It's been a wonderful personal experience. Everybody knows, my loyal listeners know, I don't endorse people that I haven't had a good experience with. It's been wonderful working with you on this project, and it's just the first project. I know we got a lot more stuff to do after this. So I highly encourage you, if you're thinking about writing a book, you want to consult with Laura about the best way to prepare and get ready for that. So you want to start off and do it right from the beginning. And, you know, having professionals like Laura who are experienced, who have success, that's the best way to go. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
You're most welcome. And thank you, my listeners and people on talkradio.nyc and on the Facebook Live. Thank you for coming out today. Please stay tuned on talkradio.nyc. Coming up next, it's Ken Foster and his show, Voices of Courage, followed later this afternoon with Antonia Thompson and her show, So Now You Know, at 5 p.m. Eastern. And this evening, Graham Dobbins and his show, The Mind Behind Leadership, at 7 p.m. Thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you next week. Thank you.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners, looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.